Molly was on her knees in the front flower border when a battered Renault swung into the driveway. "Ben!" she cried, jumping up and running over. He got out quickly, opened his arms with a grin, and Molly nearly bowled him over as she went to hug him. Laughing, they went inside, Bobo jauntily following behind. "I didn't expect you," she said. "There's nothing in the house to eat. I was trying..." She looked away, uncharacteristically embarrassed. "Trying what?" asked Ben. He looked healthy and tan for someone who had been working at a desk for 2 weeks. His brown eyes were full of affection for Molly as she mumbled something about trying to lose a few pounds. "Oh, Cherie," he said, wrapping his arms around her. "Don't do anything drastic, please, especially not on my account." He leaned down to kiss her on the mouth, and she hugged him more tightly. When they came up for air, Ben said, "Speaking of food, I'm starving. Didn't want to stop for anything on the road. Have you eaten? Can we have lunch together?" "Well, sure, but like I said, there's not much in the larder. Will a salad be enough? I have some eggs I could hard-boil to give it a little more substance. And I can throw in some sardines, too, if you like. So, tell me how it went in Tivier. Did you get any damning evidence? Is the client happy?" "It was a curious case," said Ben, sliding onto a stool at the counter and watching Molly assemble their salad. Then he hopped up to pour them glasses of rosé. The owner of the shop, who hired us, was suspicious that the man doing the accounting for the business had been embezzling. So I went through all the accounts, all the way back to 2003. Laborious work, especially considering I had to study up on accounting beforehand. Not exactly an expert, as you know. But the owner had heard good things about her, so she was willing to give me a shot. Well, that decision made more sense once I was there for a few days and could get the lay of the land. Turns out there was probably no embezzling, and the owner was perfectly well aware of this. But she and the accountant had had a brief affair. The accountant had ended it when he took up with a younger woman, and the owner was hurt and wanted revenge. Molly chopped some fresh herbs to sprinkle over the salad and shook her head. But how was she going to get any revenge if he didn't actually do anything wrong? I suppose just the word getting out that he was being investigated might be damaging. It's a business that depends largely on reputation, after all. Molly blew out some air, still shaking her head. People are strange, aren't they? What happened to dealing with heartbreak by just eating a quart of ice cream or drinking and dialing? The what? Oh, you know, you get cheated on or broken up with, you're at home feeling sorry for yourself and drinking too much, and you decide calling up the person who broke your heart is a good idea. Which it never is. Right, here you are, she said, pushing a plate in front of him. Well, I'm glad you're home. I missed you. Ben smiled and dug into his salad. I hope you're going to tell me we have some more work lined up. Anything? Nope, nothing. I was hoping you had some leads. Ben shook his head. They sat in silence for a few minutes, eating, but in an un-French manner, not paying any attention to what they were putting in their mouths, as they considered the dreary prospect of their private investigation business going belly up before it had a chance to get started. "Something will come along," Ben said finally. I'm worried you won't be able to make a living here in Castillac. He shrugged. I'm not worried about that. Not yet. I've lived here all my life, remember? If our business doesn't make it, someone will give me work. I can always go back to Remy's. Molly said nothing. After Ben had quit the gendarmerie, he had worked on his friend Remy's organic farm for some months. No one involved had thought it was a success. It's a little weird to be hoping someone does something bad so we can try to catch them, she said finally. I would like to do something bad right now. With you, answered Ben, with a twinkle in his eye. Right in the middle of lunch? Ben stood up and took Molly's hand, pulling her toward the bedroom. Lunch can wait. I want to show you how much I missed you. They broke into a run, laughing all the way.